Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, that is Carla Lynn Hall with Supernova. You know that's one of my favorites by Carla Lynn Hall. And you are here with me, Charlena P.F., your host of Budget Wedding NYC. And I want to welcome you. It is Friday the 13th, yes, of March, Friday the 13th. And if you're on my subscription list or you've seen any of my other information somewhere, you may have known that I was a guest on a webinar today. And I'll explain a little bit about that in just a second. But because of Friday the 13th, I guess, I don't know what happened, but I'm going to say I'm giving a shout out to my host, Art. And I hope everything is okay. I've already emailed him, but I have not heard back. And I know that his father has been ill, but I'm hoping that everything is okay. So anyway, this half hour, I thought I'd use it as a station identification because I haven't done that in a really, really long time. And I want to tell you about not only my book, which I've been telling you about probably not in ad nauseum, but I've been telling you about them since the original book that I wrote, published on January 24th of this year, 2015. But I also wanted to tell you about the other books that have were published prior and since then. So right away, you know that the original book, which was penned in 2000. Oh, wow. I thought it was only 3.5 years, but I guess it's a little over three. It might be even 4 years. So a little over 4 years ago. It is the New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, and that's creating your New York City wedding for less than $15,000. That one was always prescribed or slated to go via Kindle, and it is now on Kindle. And then since I wrote that book, which was over 4 years ago, I've written four other books, and two of them are on – actually, I've written five books. Two of them are also on the Nook. And then recently I did a compilation of New York City budget weddings up to a certain point, which is 11 secrets from – it's actually 11 plus secrets from New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable. And the title of it is 11 Secrets from New York City from New York City Budget Weddings. That's the title of the second one. And that has a lot of information in reference to the getting down to the nitty-gritty of the secrets to keep your budget on par rather than exploding it. I will let you know, and I would like to let you know that Kindle right now. And in a couple of months, all four of those books, I haven't named the other two, but all four of the books will be available to download on from my website, budgetweddingsnyc.com, as an electronic download. And shortly after that, New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, will be available in print. Working on lots of things, lots and lots of things. Alrighty, so now the other books, the books that are on Nook, which I mentioned, I believe, last week, are Creating Your New York City Wedding in 8 months or Less, and that's from $500 to $15,000. So I give you a timeline of how to plan your wedding to have it all done within that time frame. And so I start off with, if you have 8 months, if you have 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, all can be done no matter what the pricing or what your budget is. That book is currently on Barnes & Noble The Nook. And then the other book that is also on Barnes & Noble The Nook is the New York City Budget Wedding, Budget Honeymoons, and that's $900 or less for New York City and its surrounding for fab honeymoon spots. And that, too, is available for you, and that's on Nook. And as I said, in a matter of months, that will be available on my website, Budget Weddings NYC, for an electronic download. And possibly I'll do an omnibus of all three of these smaller books in print as well. All right, excuse me for just a second. I apologize. My goodness. This is the first time that I have not had water nearby while I'm talking to you. But now, what I also like to do is I want to tell you a little bit more about my services. You may just think that I am filled with information and nothing more, but and information in terms of things that are written via my book, my newsletter, and then also via the radio show. And just to let you know, I'm also going to do a really quick station identification for my upcoming shows. In 2 weeks, Angela Alfieri will be here, and she is a wellness coach, and she'll be talking to us about how to de-stress through yoga and meditation and other things. And then the following week, on the 4th of April, she will be doing a meditation. She will be the meditation leader for my midnight meditation with Charlena. We haven't had another person for a long, long time, but I have been enjoying it. And tonight, of course, I do have a meditation. I have a various bits of meditations late this evening. They're going to be approximately 3, and I think you'll enjoy those this evening. Alrighty, so to my other services, I've already mentioned that I believe that something must have happened with art, so I am calling one of my services that I was going to offer today, my engaged communication package. So it's a really fun package, and I'll give you more information about that in just a second. It's for just, and I don't know where fur came from, must be from Phoenix, for just $125 for my 3-hour consultation. And usually it is for 3 hours, I actually don't even have a package. If you go online on my website, I don't have a package for 3 hours, but I thought I would do a special practice today for the webinar. Usually it's six and a half hours for 1 day, or 7 hours over the course of 2 days, 2 to 3 days. And the range is $477, 3 hours each day. And then if you purchase it all at once, it's $797. So this is a steal of a deal, 3-hour consultation. And I'll tell you all about that in just a second. Oh, and it's only $125. Plus, I'm throwing in a smattering of my De-Stress Before the Dress, and which is like which I haven't offered since last spring, about April 2nd, I think, of last year. And that was offered during a free teleseminar, and it was totally free. It gave you information about how to de-stress. And then there was also to be, and then now for the first time, I'm going to do a live group service for 2 hours, and that's only $47. But right now, with the oops deal, the oops engagement, you get a bit of the de-stress before the dress for only $125, including the engaged communication. And that is available until Sunday at midnight, and that's Sunday the 15th of March. So now, of course, I know that you're probably wondering, how in the world did I start writing my book? Well, the subconscious mind is a really strange thing, I guess, or phenomenon. I'm going to call it a phenomenon, because while my husband and I were planning our wedding, mostly me, I'll say that, I was taking notes. I don't know why I was taking notes. I'm a very organized person, so maybe that's just, you know, I think that probably it was just that I needed to take notes to know where I was in terms of getting everything done. And without notes, for me, I could go just, you know, it would be crazy. But in any case, I started doing, when I really started thinking about writing the book, I did more research for the wedding, and it has turned into, from my notes and the research, which was articles written, books, and of course services offered, it turned into this book, and the book is 100 and, if I have time today, I'm going to read some snippets from a couple of the books, and information in reference to the engaged communication. Now, I do want to tell you that the reason why I wrote the book is because when I was getting married, when we were planning our marriage, I combed over various magazines, various books, and this was 2004. So, yes, there was a smattering of information online, and I got some information that I would, in my book, I tell you never to follow, and I'm not going to tell you about it right now, but I would tell you never, ever do this. But I did do it, and I have lived to tell you about it. But the magazine articles and the books that I was reading were never pertinent to New York City, and I personally felt really frustrated about that, because here we are in New York City. It's the home of Fashion Week. Is supposed to be, you know, we believe that the world looks to us New Yorkers for fashion. And there was nothing, there was absolutely nothing that in reference to New York City and how to stay within our budget. And every time me and a friend and I would go, and a friend of mine would go to various places, they would tell us, "Oh no, you cannot get married in New York City for that amount." But as I say a lot, I'm from the Shiomi State, and I just did not believe that. Other people have told me no in the past in reference to things, educationally and otherwise, and I have found a way. So I found a way, and I thought, you know, if I'm having these challenges, there must be other people who are also having these challenges. So I decided to write the book. And a friend of mine actually urged me to write the book as well. I will say that since I've written the book and it's been published, I have signed one out-of-print book that was specific to New York, but it was written so long ago and I never saw it that I don't even know whether or not it would be good to read or not. But I will tell you, in reference to my book, I give you service providers that are, I believe they're budget friendly and willing to help you fulfill your dreams for your wedding. And it doesn't matter if you think you're savvy or smart or strategically organized, you have if you have not been married and you have not planned a shindig around your marriage, around your wedding, then you do not know all the ins and outs of how to get what you need and what you desire for your wedding. But in this book, in my book, New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, I lay it out on the line for you, and that's a budget of $100 up to and through $15,000. Now, what you'll discover within the book is you'll get real with your finances for your whole wedding process. You'll be able to find deals about from the beginning, middle, and end of your whole wedding process, and you'll be able to create this wedding of your dreams without creating a nightmare of financial hardship, and you'll be able to even afford a luxurious honeymoon, whether it's in New York City, the outer, beyond New York City, within the New York State, or if it is even beyond that, a cruise or off to Europe. And then all of my books, I have to say, take you by the hand and guide you through the maze of planning, and that's including choosing vendors, your dress, your veil, your shoes, your suit, the vendor, flowers, yes, even the flowers, and I give you the ins and outs of that. Also choosing your transportation and your decor and style. And I also name names of places where you can go. I already mentioned that. It also assists you very, not minimally. I have a chapter on interpersonal relationships, and that's with your fiancé, as well as with understanding your new family. And what I try to do in that is to assist you in staying grounded, staying in communication, and having fun while you're doing that. And I'll talk more about that in reference to the engaged communication. You'll see, sprinkled throughout the book, are various recommendations by the discounted service providers, if you name me or my book, and including officiants and life celebrants. I also even have a checklist of the wedding flow for each member of your wedding party on the day of your wedding, so that you can just say, here, this is what I want you to do. And you can, of course, doctor it or leave it alone, but at least you'll have a list of what each person can do for your wedding to keep it going, so that there's no and the way I came up with that is that during the course of when I was in the process of getting my nails done and everything, a few of my wedding party got stuck. I don't know why they didn't know what to do, but they seemed to not know what to do. So I didn't want anybody else to have that experience where everything just stopped still and while I'm getting ready, and then when I can't, while I'm out of the area of the wedding party, rather than getting ready, they didn't do anything. When I came back, they couldn't help me. So this is a complete chart of what everyone should be doing, no matter what the time is. And you would put the times in so that everybody, in terms of your wedding, so that everybody knows what to do. So now the way I think of my business and what I do is I transform lives through continued communication. And it's not just for the various service providers and vendors and your bridal party, but for you and your fiancé. Because as you start your new life together, you want to be in complete and free and total communication. You don't want to have one of you go off half-baked or half-cocked, trying to figure out how to do everything and then feeling put upon and martyred. And then by the time you get to your wedding ceremony, that you hate your partner. No, you want to work together in the process of planning your wedding. So what we do is, in terms of my engaged communication, and I'm going to tell you a little bit now about the three-hour preliminary consultation, which is valued at $477. And today, had the webinar gone forth, it would have been $249, but because it's a package, it's only $125, and that's 3 days. But it's a whole getting real with your fiancé and their system of communicating with you. Now, you might think, but we've been communicating up until this point. Why do we need special communication skills for going forward in our wedding planning? Because then the answer is because a lot of times, and I'm going to use the pejorative, a lot of times the female will go off and feel as though they have to do everything and that their male fiancé is not contributing to the process of the wedding planning. And then that's when the bridezillas come out. But if we sit down or when we sit down and discuss each of your talking or communicating skills to each other and how you feel about your wedding and what the process is or what you would do. And then we come together. We go through a whole process of question and answer process. Then we come back together after a little bit of a break, meditation, and we compare. And then we have another little break, a little meditation. And then we discuss the wedding strategies to go forward from there. And then after that, we'll have a bit of a de-stress before the dress. And I have various things that you can do, and I'll talk to you about that in just a second. So, in any case, so that's what we do in the engaged communication. And it has filled a lot of the gaps that couples have in their communication. And I think that it just keeps you both on an even keel. No one is feeling put upon. No one is feeling as though they're being taken care of. And also we talk about the communication skills that you have between each of your parents or relatives and how they play a part in the role of planning the wedding. But as I say, that's engaged communications, and that's available at this point until Sunday at midnight, the 15th, for only $125. Now, if you are feeling crazed and you need meditation or you need some way to unwind, I'm going to tell you a couple of my favorites. You can make up songs. You can go for a meditative one. It was delicious in the spring-like weather. You can sit quietly for a minute, and you could also sit quietly and think about the people that you love, the people that you want to forgive yourself, if you want to forgive yourself. And you can even use phrases by Professor Lynn is his name, and his four phrases are, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, now I don't remember, I forgive you, thank you, I love you, I apologize, that's what it is, I apologize, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, and other people use it the other way, and they could say, I'm sorry, whatever, but I don't say that. Anyway, so now, another way of relieving tension is to tighten all of your muscles for 10 seconds, holding your breath, and then go limp and breathing in deeply. And then you could laugh with various sounds, like, really just get into the laugh for about a minute. And that just, even if it's only 30 seconds, it's great. Or you can make various animal sounds, like, moo, 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 or bah, 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 or barking, woof, 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 woof. I mean, all of that just releases the tension in your stomach, which is mostly if you're upset, that's where it begins, and then it just radiates up until you get hot under the collar because it's radiating upwards. And then it also relieves the tension in your neck and your shoulders, which then can radiate upwards into a headache. Now, what I like to do is, being a singer, I love to sing songs when I am feeling either challenged over various things, or if I'm lost, when I used to drive a lot to New Jersey, I would sing in the car so that I would relieve the stress of feeling lost and intensely scared because I didn't know where the heck I was going. I don't know if you've ever driven in New Jersey, but you will be looking for a sign. You don't see it. You don't see it. You don't see it. You finally see it after you pass your exit. And it's the most frustrating thing ever. So I would sing in the car. And what you can do is, I love to make up songs, but if you can't or you don't want to, there are various songs that you can use. For instance, if you're angry or you just feel frustrated, you could sing "And I'm Telling You" or "The Holofaka," which is from the Magic Flute. The opera, The Magic Flute. It's the opera that the so-called witch sings about her daughter. If it's something happy, you can sing "If I Were a Bell," "How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You," "I Will Survive," "Lean on Me," or "Happy." Whose ever music it is, whether it's Pharrell's or Marvin Gaye, we know today that it may be in honor of or stolen from Marvin Gaye. That song, "Ben," I love that song. "Remorseful," "Lord, I Want to Be a Christian," "Swing Low," "Sweet Chariot," "Amazing Grace," "Inspirational," "We Will Rock You," and "Here Comes the Sun." Those are various. And then you may wonder, though, why sing at all? Why is she talking about singing at all? Okay, well, one of the things is that my music director always has said that singing is praying twice. And when you're upset or borderline crazed, don't you need an instant prayer? Well, singing takes the sting out of all of your angst. And the reason that it does, the reason it can and does do that is that you have to take in much needed draft inherently while you're singing. It has to come from, it should come from your diaphragm. And inherently, when it comes from your diaphragm, you're slowing down your heart rate, and which calms you outwardly almost immediately. It takes you out of the situation and completely and instantly because you're thinking about what you're singing. And if you're making up your own song, it gets your creative juices flowing to the point that you might not even be upset anymore. And it gives you it allows you to create something from nothing or from your challenge. It also puts you on the road to emotional success because you are singing, and you become stress-free no matter what the situation. And I have, as I say, I have a workshop that I would love for you to participate in, but we'll talk about that at some other time. I want to tell you a fable about what I used to do when I had in a challenge that I had. It's so if you're ready for bedtime, and even if you're not. Once upon a time, in a not-so-distant past, a princess named Giselle worked with a wicked witch who disliked Giselle because she was popular. The witch was also borderline crazed, which aren't they all anyway? I mean, really? And that's what makes them wicked after all. So Giselle was her town's librarian for a local high school. Even though it was a small town in a forest, Giselle had a long coach ride to get to work each morning. The Wicked Witch's name was Wanda. Wanda would not usually arrive first, even though she lived around the corner in a hovel, but when she did, she was wicked still. On those occasions, Giselle would arrive, drop her things, and be on her way to the bathroom when Wanda would call out, "Not so fast! I was here first, and I need to go do some things before you go anywhere." And off she would go after she, Wanda, opened the library and let everyone in, which puts Giselle into a very uncomfortable situation since she had to go to the loo and the bathroom. From the United Kingdom. Giselle decided to think up a song, which in her operatic voice, she sang about going to the bathroom and when and why she couldn't. It became a ritual each morning. It relieved her stress, albeit not her bladder, but she was able to hold it until the Wicked Witch, the other librarian, or faculty members could come in and hold down the fort for her so she could go to the bathroom. So, for instance, the Giselle might sing, I've got to pee. I've got to pee. But I'm stuck here in the library. I'm stuck here in the library. Oh, wicked wonder where are you? Where I need to go. Oh, wicked wonder where are you? So it might go something like that. That's not exactly the song, but it might go something like that. So back to the song. If you make them up, you can repeat, obviously, the lines, or you can make up new lines as you go along. So, but this is no time to stop using what you've learned in my book. You can still use the information as a continuum in your life, whether it's de-stressing before the dress or a party or an event via singing, or you can use also the information in terms of budgeting for various parties. Because, as you know, the reception is nothing more than a huge party. So if you are starting to begin the process of a big party for a wedding, for a birthday, an anniversary, or a reunion, don't forget to use my book. It still helps you. And just to remind you, for the next 3 days, that's day tomorrow and through Sunday, you can get the Engaged Communication and Distress for the Dress in a teleconference and group event for $125. The Engaged Communication consists of a three-hour consultation, 45 minutes with each person within the couple, 45 minutes together discussing each person's communication system, 25 minutes of wedding strategies to start the planning process, and then 20 minutes of de-stress before the dress, user-friendly example. And between each of the sessions, the 45 minutes and 25 and 25, 20, there is a five-minute meditation thrown in. So I won't tell you I'll just give you a few of the sample questions from Engaged Communication. What is your perfect wedding? What does your perfect wedding look like? What triggers your anger mechanism? When did you fall in love with your partner? What's the most important thing in a relationship, yours? And what is your personal definition of engagement? I hope that I was able to clear up some information about who I am, what my business is about, and what the books are about. And if you need to ask or would like to ask me any questions, please either email me at cpf@budgetweddingnyc.com, or you can call me at 646-504-8067 and leave me a message. I'll give you a call back. Alrighty. I might even pick up. Anyway, it was great. I hope that I will hear from you. I hope that if you have questions, you will call or write me. And I hope that you will listen to my show this evening, Midnight Meditation with Charlena. It promises to be very relaxing. This is Charlena P.F. of Budget Weddings NYC for you on Friday the 13th of March, 2015, signing off. Alrighty. Bye-bye.